Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Probably a Podcast, where we are absolutely both just yeeted on caffeine at all times possible. And we are both married to and going to marry people that don't indulge in caffeine as much as we do, which is concerning.
It's called balance. You need it in a relationship, I think.
I agree. Yep. Guys, we have Daryl and Dinner here. Is it Dinner?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay.
Dinner, yeah.
Dinner.
Like dinner with an E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, when I said it, I was like, is that right? Okay, yes. We have her here. You guys know who she is because everyone does, because she has a cult following. And if there's one thing about me, I will join a cult. I'll do it. I want to be a part of every cult ever. And when a massive group of people love someone, I also want to love them. So I can't wait to talk to you and get to know you more.
I know. I'm so excited for this.
We've been chatting literally for so long. Guys, if you look around, this is new. It's not done yet. It's not done. But this podcast studio, if you're watching instead of listening, we need some sconces. We need a lot of things, some sandbags for the mics. But this is the first inaugural podcast.
It's so pretty. It's so pretty. The wallpaper is gorgeous.
Thanks for being here. And thanks for coming to my actual home for a podcast, which is always maybe perhaps odd for a guest.
It's right on brand for me.
Yeah.
Anything I do, I'd like to do it at home. Yeah.
At home. Are you a homebody?
Yes and no. I mean, I just like to have people in my home. So like, that is my favorite thing. So we have about, 17 people in our house at any given moment.
At all times. And you thrive on it.
Yeah, I love it.
No. Cool. I love that too. And I was telling her, I live next door to my best friend. So at all times, three kids are over here and we're not like, oh my God, we're like perfect.
Yeah.
We just love.
Yep.
We're like baby proofing the house. We do not have a baby at all. But
no.
Just got
to
do it.
It's so, that's how I love to live. I would rather have, 17 people in my house in a quiet night.
Did you grow up with, I know you have a big family now.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a big family?
Yeah. So there's, I mean, when we were young, my mom had four kids and now we have like an adopted fifth sibling. So now there's five, but growing up there was four and it was always loud. 24/7. I mean, four kids, it's always loud. So it was loud 24/7. And I think that's just why I like it that way.
You're like, it's home, it thrives. Yeah. My mom's one of nine. And so I have 21 first cousins. And then we're three of us, but we like grew up in a smaller house. So like it was always just so loud at all times. But I also thrive off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like the Brady Bunch plus three.
Yeah.
It's like one of those
situations.
That's
insanity.
That's cool. Okay. So I'm going to ask you 1,000 questions today, but, and I never, this is, as you guys know, it's not the most professional podcast in the entire world. The only professional part of me is producer Courtney and she's the reason it looks professional, but don't get
you're
twisted.
On another level.
I'm still slightly in charge here, so it's not always that professional, but I could have like a really nice prepped intro for you, like Daryl Ann Dinner is the founder and CEO of Nudes, which you are, which is incredible.
Yeah, cool.
And I want to get to that, but can you give me just like, and the listeners, your backstory, front story, sideways story, and it can be condensed or it can be as long as you want.
Okay.
But I want to just know like what makes you you and where you came from.
Totally. Okay, I'll do it as fast as I can.
Yep,
so
it can be so slow.
Okay, so I went to school to be a doctor.
Okay.
Which is so weird.
And your sister is.
Yeah, my sister's a doctor.
Cool.
She actually followed through.
We love it.
No, but halfway through I decided I didn't want to do it. And so I was like, I'll just say yes to whatever
right.
comes my way. So I, went to my dad's business and ran accounting because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and ran the accounting there in the construction company. So I was like with construction workers all day.
Love.
And then a small private school near us needed a chemistry teacher, and they knew I had a pre-med degree. So they were like, will you teach it? So I was like, okay, yeah.
That's oh, cool. Yeah. Where so is this that. At, by the way? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California.
Okay, gotcha.
So we were, both my husband and I were born and raised in Southern mm-hmm. California. So that was there. And then we, I did that. And then in the middle of that, I was like, he was like, you should start blogging. It was blogging.
Blogging. Oh, see, yeah. And I was blogging. Obsessed with bloggers because you guys put in the motherfucking work. You guys really had to do it.
It was writing, like real writing.
No, you really did. And then did you have a, sorry, I'll interrupt you 18 times. No, this that's whole story.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you have one of those names like Dress Up Buttercup and Champagne and Chanel?
Yes, it was Something Beautiful.
Something Beautiful.
Gosh, oh. No one has asked me that in a long time. Yes.
Nice.
Something Beautiful.
You got a good one. Was that like URL available? Or was it like Daryl?
No,
something
it was something beautiful, the blog.com.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's a really nice
Originally,
one.
It was a Blogspot, like the free Google one.
Right.
And then
you could have kept that one and rolled with it, and no one would be like, everyone would be like, oh, Something Beautiful. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder sometimes if these girls that have like Dress Up Buttercup and stuff like that, and I love Dee Dee, and I'm like,
she's so cute. Yeah.
Like, she actually, when you meet her, you're like, you are Dress Up Buttercup. Yeah. Like, but I wonder if sometimes, like, I got kind of stuck with probably, and I can't change it now.
I know.
And I like did it as a joke in college. There it now, is. Here we are.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
Probably everything. No, mine is like, okay, I used to be so sad when, because my Instagram, I just left it my name, and I was like, my name is, you know, clearly not easy. I was like, I should have changed it to Something Beautiful, whatever, my Instagram handle, and now it's like big and it's my name. And thank God I didn't. Now I'm very happy I didn't.
And now you're like, I'm glad this is my name.
Yeah.
I can see that side. Okay. So you were blogging. You were putting in the work. You were writing.
Yep. And so I did that for like 4 years. And then I had my first kid.
Uh-huh.
I was 28. It was 2019. I had my son, and I like, you know, Instagram was like perfection. And I like could not keep up anymore. I was like, I cannot. I have no idea what the heck I'm doing being a mom. Like,
right.
Literally no clue. And then I was like, and I'm trying to like look perfect and like do the stories thing was new. So I was like trying to keep up with this freaking stories thing.
Which we were like, this is Snapchat. It's not Snapchat. What is this? Like, I remember being like, nice try Instagram. And now it's like literally how I make my money. And I was like, no one will ever use this.
And here we are vlogging our whole day on Instagram that expires in 24 hours. But like literally I was just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I even said to Dan, I was like, we got in this, to be honest, like yelling match one night. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. And I was like, I either have to quit, which it had been 4 years at that point. So I was like, I either have to like literally throw in the towel on this that I've now actually makes, I mean, it didn't make a lot of money, but it like
you're making
made it
money
income.
In general. Yeah. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I either have to like quit or I just got to like show up as me and not try to make it look good and just make it look normal. And so I was like, well, if it's going to like crash and burn, I might as well try.
Yeah,
so
if
like,
you're gonna quit anyways, you might as well let it crash and burn. Sure.
So I did it, and it took off.
That's
like,
amazing.
Literally took off.
2019 was the era where people weren't doing that. That was like that was the era. Now people come on and they're like themselves more so. Which you were probably a trendsetter for that, and that's probably really amazing for so many girls to have and to see.
Yeah.
And I tried to show up like that kind of on Instagram too, but mostly because I just got fucking tired, dude.
I couldn't do it.
I didn't have a kid.
Like, literally, I was like, it's either I quit or I do it this way.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll just try it. So I did. And it took, I think, I mean, everybody, nobody wants to see perfect anymore, you know?
Totally.
And I think it was like the start of that too. I just didn't know it was the start of that yet. It was still scary.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, I show up looking ridiculous every day.
Yeah, but you were leading the charge and you didn't even realize it, which is nice because you weren't like manipulating your way into the charge. You were just being yourself, and that led the flight, which is nice.
Yeah, it was quit or do that. So that's where I was. And then 2020, you know, was awesome for blogging in general because no one was doing anything. So everyone was just watching.
2020 was awesome is not a sentence anyone says, but like I always have to say, like I saw so much personal growth.
Yeah.
I mean, to, like it was everyone was home and everyone was just nothing to do but watch. And
right.
I mean, I know a lot of people who I think we can say without being offensive, which I don't really care anyways. I think I offend people at all times, but like I know people that just absolutely blew up during the like COVID. Like
a
comedian that I love, Heather McMahon, like she skyrocketed during COVID. And she says, like, I was laying at home using funny filters, and she was a comedian anyways, an aspiring comedian, but that brought her to the top. And that was just great for everyone to see people being themselves at home.
Yeah, literally. Okay, funny story. I'm going to derail this whole conversation. But my mom was in an elevator with my son one day, and she's like, I met this really charming lady in the elevator. She tells me, she's like, she says her daughter has a following on Instagram and she's a comedian, and she's Heather McMahon's mom. And I'm like, oh my God, and mom.
Like, her mom's so cool. A character too. So you're like, you met her?
Yeah. So I didn't get to meet her or her mom, but my mom did.
She's wonderful. Yeah. She's great. And if you get a chance to go to one of her shows, they're so fun.
I know, I need to.
All right, guys, the holidays are coming up, and it's about the only time in my life that I feel like, oh my God, do I have to go to the grocery store? I just have to get things for all of these holiday moments for cooking. But here's the thing. Beautiful, iconic things like Thrive Market exist, and you do not have to go to the grocery stores, because I am team have your groceries delivered when you have Thrive Market, and it is healthy groceries and you are saving money. And I went on the other day because I was trying to find something. Me and James have become obsessed with this, like, popcorn by Thrive Market brand. It's just, trust me, it's so good. And they have a tab right now for holiday cooking specifically. And I was like, add to cart. Oop, I need that. Crispy onions, add to cart. It is so convenient. All right. I've been using Thrive for years. It's my favorite because it ensures that I'm ordering healthy groceries, comes right to my door. And there really are so many healthy alternatives to food that I've discovered while using Thrive's grocery subscription. Some of my favorite brands they have are Amy's, Four Stigmatic, Primal Kitchen, The Honest Kitchen, and like I said, the actual Thrive Market has their own brand, and I love it. They also have way more than just food, by the way. They have bath, body, beauty, all of it delivered right to your door and with some serious savings. Now, I'm a real visual kind of gal, so when I'm on Thrive Market's website, I love that they show you the amount that you're saving on your groceries right there in red, and they even tell you the percentage off that it is. You really do just get such better prices with Thrive, more than you would at any normal grocery store. My last order, by the way, had a total savings of like 34%. Like, that's so much. They've also got a price match guarantee, which I love. I love price matching. You can curate the shopping experience to your dietary preference, whatever you want. It saves you so much time. Like, if you only want gluten-free options, keto, or whatever, non-toxic cleaning supplies, boom, you just enter that in, and it'll tailor the website pages right to that to show you. My favorite thing about Thrive Market, though, is knowing that when you join, you're also helping a family in need with their one-to-one membership matching program, okay? You join and they give someone who needs help the groceries to feed their families. And I truly love when I see big businesses giving back like that, okay? I have a discount code for you guys. Of course, join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Just go to thrivemarket.com/probably for 30% off your first order plus a $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/probably. thrivemarket.com/probably.
Anyways, so yeah, so 2020, everything blew up because everyone was watching at home. And sure. So whatever, I just kept, and I was like at that point where I was like, I'm just going to show up every day regardless. So yeah. I just did it. And then 2021, I was like, I don't want to say bored because I literally love what I do. I will do it for free. But I was like, I want to challenge myself. I want to do something different. Like, I just want to do something else. So we were like, we dabbled in like a ton of stuff. We like looked at houses to flip. We like, I was like, what in the world am I going to do? Right. So I was like, well, what if we made, yeah, I went to one of our brand partners and I was like, the guy who owns Navy Haircare. And I was like, hey, do you know anyone who knows how to make clothes?
Yeah.
And
he was like, I'd be like, do you know someone that does something that I want to do? They're like, yeah.
He was like, actually, yeah, my friend from college. And I was like, cool. Okay, cool. She still works for us. Like, she works for Nancy. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's successful. Yeah. I love to hear that. That's
so
nice.
Anyways, we like signed her as a contractor to like help us like find how in the world like do I go like find a factory. I have no freaking idea how to like draw a pattern. I have no idea how to draw a pattern. I have no idea how to design anything. So I was like, I just want a really good t-shirt and I'll tell you if it's good. So anyways, he hooked me up with her and then we just started like 18 months before it.
I always say I am the consumer. It's like something I say on the podcast all the time. I'm like, you guys know I am the consumer because I will literally just buy anything. Like, it's a problem. And I think that's great for people that are being constantly sent stuff for free and doing brand deals and people that are in our position to create something that you're like, I can tell you, I've felt them all. I've done it all. I can tell you when it's going to be good and when we've hit the money on it. So, and Nudes did that.
And like what I cared about the most is I was like, I want something that like people – like, it's nice. Obviously, it's nice, but, like, you feel good in it.
Yeah.
Like, so, in our family, we had, like, girls that ranged from extra small, literally my sisters, to 2X.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's fit it on all of us. Like, normal girls. And, like, I want you to feel, like, confident in it, good in it. And so, that's what we did.
Cool.
And it's so, like, counter to how it's done.
They're, yeah.
Literally, the design girl, she's, like, she's worked for, like, lots of big brands. And she's, like, I'm going to get you a fit model, perfect size, proportionate, medium. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the last thing I want. I was like, I want like a 2X that is completely unproportionate. So we make sure she feels confident right. in it, like whatever. So we fit in on all shapes and sizes. And so I think that's what's made it like really resonate and successful with people is they're like, finally something that feels like somebody cared when they were making it, that it fit me right. And well, I feel good in it.
That and what nudes is just these like staples, right? Yeah. And so like, I'm going to wear a sparkly gown and I'm maybe not feel comfortable in it, but I'm like, whatever, it's my fucking sparkly gown that I need to like look pretty
for
in
six hours.
It's fine
yeah.
for 6 hours. It's fine. Right. And there's that outfit that you wear. That's like, you're going out top. Right. And you're kind of uncomfortable, but you're like, I squeeze myself into this. Fine. But like staples that you wear every day, those are the people that should be taking the time to find models who are a taller 2X, a wider totally. Extra small. Like those are the things that I think if you're going to be making clothes for comfort and be making clothes for these moments of people's life that are what they say they are, which is staples,
yeah.
then they should be made by someone who's making it like you and taking the time and effort to do that. So
yeah.
I think that's really incredible.
We have had like the time of our life also. It's
how
like
long has it been now since you started it? 2021.
It was a year... A launching, okay, so we launched it October 28th of 2022, so a year last week.
You guys, so Nudes is like Kardashian level successful, and
thank
I need you.
You
guys to know that. It's like, I mean, really, really incredible
you.
What you've done with the business, and it seems like you've done it from a really authentic thanks. Standpoint, which
yeah.
is even fucking cooler, and there's nothing like buying a product when you know the person that made it is also a good person and like values
thanks.
The things behind it other
yeah.
than money, so I think it's really, really incredible, and the success you've had in just 1 year
it's
is
crazy.
Is actually, no, it's, I was telling James upstairs, I was like, it's fucking mind-boggling. And he was
you.
Like, what, really, she's doing, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, it's been in for 1 year.
Yeah,
so what's so that been like going from 0 to 100 so quick? Because I know, like, not to bring it, but make it about me, because this is not about me, it's Kristen Cavallari's company, but I remember when Uncommon Jade started, and she
yeah.
talks about this too,
yeah,
in her own right, it skyrocketed immediately after the show. I mean,
yeah.
it was, she's Kristen Cavallari, so
yeah.
it was doing well when she launched it, but I don't think she understood the success it would have after the show. It just like catapulted.
Yeah.
And she talks about like the growing pains that came with that. And she's like, it was definitely like, she was like, I didn't have enough stock. And she's like, you know, sue me. I didn't know people would be so obsessed
yeah.
with it. And
which
so,
is so great. I mean,
it's
good problem,
good
obviously.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so you have me who literally is making this, like, I don't, to your point, like, I don't pay attention to like the business side. I like
yeah, yeah.
Daniel handle all of that. I just do like,
people are stealing from me left and right, guys. You, I talk about
I'm
it on
like,
the podcast all the time. A guy owes me $25,000 and bought a horse. So like, I don't.
Wait, what? Yeah, no.
Different story for another
so,
time. But I don't pay attention to money either.
Yeah.
I would be very bad at this.
So I just like let, you know, him run that part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what do people want? And especially like, the, literally I made it, I feel like I made it for the girls that follow me. And
yeah.
like they, I'm like, I tell our customer service people, I'm like, treat them like they're my sister when they email you. Like
right.
literally take care of them, because at the end of the day, like that,
so
the reason
have.
It's successful too is because they supported it
of
from the
course,
beginning. And
of
so
course.
Anyways, I always want them to feel taken care of and all of that. So a lot of the growing pains, I like put my head down and like just try to like make it and, you know, show it and show why it's so great and why
right.
we made it. A lot of the business stuff, I like, you know,
bow out from, I would have to too.
We're learning.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like we've learned stuff along the way. Like we had to like move warehouses and
yeah.
I don't know how to pick warehouse or like how to buy the robot for it or
right.
you know, like I have no freaking
idea. I couldn't imagine. I think in any business, like going from that level of just being in your home and having this idea and then bringing it to fruition is already such a task that most people
yeah.
don't get to that point. So many people have ideas. So many people have like drawn up and then attempt it. And then to bring it to fruition is such a success story on its own.
Yeah.
To then actually see it catapult the way you did. It's like, who, I mean, I know you probably believed in yourself, but who could believe that it would do that much
oh, totally.
That quickly? So it's...
Well, and we have like so many, like I said, like the owner of Navy hooked me up with someone who knew what they were doing. There's like so many people on our team that like know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, so to say, I definitely have done hardly none of it. I would never be able to do it by myself. But like the people on our team are really good at it. And so I think that we've been able to find really good people too.
That's
that
so
like,
important. Yeah.
Yeah. And they know what they're doing and they're good people. And I just have felt like so lucky with the people we've had, and like, you know, we need more. So like, if you're good at something, like,
yeah, let us know. The business like, is growing, people. We need help. Apply yeah. at the link in bio. No, okay. So, and you also, do you have your, is your family, I know your husband obviously was sitting yeah. right here, he's involved in the business,
yeah.
but I wanted to make this comparison because I was talking to Mallory Urban about you,
yeah.
and she was like, you know, she's really into her family, and she really like her family, if she does a business, her family is involved in totally. The business. And I love that because it reminded me of the Oshries. And I was talking to Claudia about you yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, yeah, that's so cool. Because they have businesses like Spritz and everything. And they yep. always like, if they're going to have a CFO, it's their brother-in-law. If they're going to have a marketing team, it's their sister-in-law. Like, it's just really cool to keep it in-house and in that kind of like familiarity.
Yeah.
And so you kind of take that same approach thing. With your business.
Oh my
business.
Gosh. So my siblings are literally my best friends in the whole world. Dan and I started it, and mm-hmm. my brother was a part of it from like day one, and he's 10 years younger than me, but like love. So fun. But we like had paint chips out on our kitchen table one night, and we were like, what colors would we pick? And we literally picked our colors off of.
What were the first colors?
There was like 8 of them. It was like white, black, but then there were like different neutrals in the middle. They all still exist.
Okay.
All of them still exist.
And see, there you go.
They're all working. Still exist. Yeah. So we picked them off paint chips. So my brother helped us start it, and he is like a COO too. And then we're like, my sisters all have their own thing, but like my one sister's a doctor, but they
yeah
the our other sister's like the community manager. She like runs all the customer service and influencer and all that. And then I don't know, it's just like, if I'm gonna pick somebody, I'm gonna pick them
totally.
And love. And they're good at it, and they care about people the same way I care about people. So I'm like,
right,
all right,
you don't have to interview someone and know their ethics when you grew up with them and you know their ethics.
Yeah,
so that's exactly. nice.
Yeah. And I can tell them like, don't do that. Work. Yeah. You know?
HR is going to call you. Like, you're like, HR's mom. Fuck
right.
off.
Yeah. We get in a lot of screaming fights, and then it's over. And so,
because family can do that. And it's hard to do that with
yeah.
actual employees, because you don't ever want to scream at your employees, but you can scream at your fucking sister.
Right. Yeah. My brother and I are in a group text sometimes with the crew, and he'll call me and he'll be like, why did you say that?
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. Stop side texting. That's nice. All right. Now, y'all know I'm trying to save money. This is a finance podcast, all right? And we got Christmas coming up, and I just bought a house, and I just bought a new car. But listen, here's the cold hard facts, okay? Outside of all those extras, there are things that I'm simply always going to have to buy, right? Not, you know, want to buy, but have to buy, like food, things for my new house, and just straight up everyday items like deodorant, toothpaste, okay? I gotta have those things. We can't be walking around here stanky. Also, maybe a little treat for myself every once in a while. Okay, sue me. I love new makeup from Sephora. But the trick that I've been using lately is Ibotta, because you get cash back on all those things that you were already gonna buy anyways, all right? It's like free money. And with inflation right now, a lot of things be inflated. I think that we can all agree that something as simple as uploading your receipt when you get back home from shopping is an easy enough task, all right? When doing that means that you get money to spend and use towards something fun. All right. The average Ibotta user gets up to $120 a year in just straight up cash back from shopping. Like, that's a flight somewhere. That's a fancy steakhouse dinner. And then you won't feel guilty about it. Okay. And it's just so easy. And the thing about Ibotta is, and I love this about them because it's different than other apps, they give you real cash back, not all those point situations like other apps do. I'm talking real money, the green stuff that we know and love. You can put it in your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, whatever you want, but it's money, not points. Places I use Ibotta the most are Sephora, like I said, Lowe's for my house stuff, Best Buy for my business expenses, and so many more. Download the Ibotta app now and use code PROBABLY to start earning real cash back. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY. Okay, and so yeah. you guys, when you moved from California to Texas, and you moved just because you like Texas. I mean, I feel like the influx of people, what year did y'all move?
2021.
Okay, so
in the Exodus.
Yeah, literally. I was going to say Franklin, Tennessee has, and Nashville itself has been home
to. Ton of Californians. Yeah.
It's so, the guy that lives behind us from California, he's like, hey, I'm from California. I love it, man. He's a firefighter. He's like, I moved here for God, faith, and family. And I was like, I love it. Okay. But he, and then the Nashville saw it, but I know the number one/number two destination was Texas.
Yeah.
My sister was like, everybody's moving to Texas.
Literally.
I mean, we saw the owner of the network that I'm signed to, Dear Media. They moved to Texas from California. Like, everybody made that move.
Literally. Because California. That's why.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are just not really vibing with it.
No.
So.
Neither. I think it was just like, that was the end. Like, we had had enough.
Yeah.
We were born and raised there. Okay. And Californians have this attitude. I had it. So, yeah. You know, I had the attitude.
Speak for your people, dude. Do whatever.
I had the attitude, and you're just like, we're from California. We're so cool. Yeah, like, yeah. Why would we ever move?
First of all, you guys are cool. So. No. I'm from the South. Like, I'm like, located to admit it, but like, you guys are cool.
Yeah, no, you're like, we live in the greatest place in the world. Like, why would we ever move? And I had that attitude.
Yeah.
And then after 2020, it just clearly wasn't the greatest place in the world, and everyone moved.
So, yeah, I know a lot of people that are from, born and raised. Actually, the only people that I know that still live in California are not from California.
Yeah,
so like
a lot
they
of them moved in.
Yeah, and a lot of people moved in, and I know why they're there because they're like in the industry, jobs, or like they need to be there, and it makes sense for them. But like, I don't know anyone born and raised in California anymore. Everyone that I know that's born and raised in California moved to Dallas.
Well, it changed a lot too, just to be honest, in the last 5 years. Like, I think if you would have asked me 5 years ago if I would have moved, I would have said no. But then after obviously 2020, everything changed. And it became a totally different place. And so,
totally. Yeah. What
Dan wanted out, and so I was like, okay.
Listen, we gotta do.
I was literally 38 weeks pregnant. It was Christmas. And he goes, let's
go. You moved 38 weeks pregnant on Christmas?
No, he goes, let's go look. I'm like, I can't even fly. I'm like, we're not looking at anything.
He's like, virtual, babe. Put on the glasses.
2 weeks after our daughter was born, he's like, are you ready to look now? I'm like, no. 6 weeks. We waited.
Wow.
And
okay.
We went looking.
And your whole family came with you.
Yeah, that was... We're like a package deal. Yeah. We're like a package deal.
So. I love that. I feel like, obviously, I told you my best friend and I live next door, and people think we're literally fucking crazy. And they're like, you guys too much together. It's unhealthy. I'm like, no.
People say that to us all the time.
On contrary, it's so fucking healthy. Imagine someone telling you being with your family too much is unhealthy. Imagine saying those words and being like, that makes fucking sense.
They say what? It all the time.
People all say that to you? I think anytime you go against the grain or just like don't file in line with everything that everyone normally does. Yeah. And I just like, I cannot be controlled. I'm unshackled. No. Yeah. I just am.
Well, and
to my detriment sometimes, but I don't give a fuck.
And I also think people's like hate or whatever a lot of time comes out of like what they wish they had or their insecurity.
Sure,
and so like literally I'm like, you think I shouldn't be with my family a lot? A lot of times I feel like it comes out of like sadness maybe or like
totally.
Whatever,
I mean,
that they don't have something like that or whatever.
I think people are also confused by things that aren't like their own, right?
Totally.
So like, it's not the, you know, smartest way to think, but sometimes people truly are stuck in the ideology of like what they have. So they're like, I only call my mom once a week and see them on holidays. That is so weird. I'm like, well, no, that's what you do. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You do you, I'll do me. But like, that's not what I do. So we're all allowed
and to. And I'm offended if my mom doesn't come over at least twice a day.
Yeah. So. I wish my, Taylor lives, is born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama. And so that's 3 hours away from here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you live 3 hours away from your mom. If I lived 3 hours away from my mom, I'd go home for lunch. She's like, I have 3 kids and 2 dogs. Okay. Yeah. But all right.
I know.
But I just mean like, I just love my family so much. If I could be with them every second, I would. So
that's how we do it.
I love that.
We can.
I think it's very healthy and I'm jealous of it.
We love it. But it's so fun. We work together. We've pretty much found every capacity that we could be together as much as we possibly can.
It's the holiday season. You know what that means. Y'all, I've been drinking. All right. There's nothing worse than when you're ready to have a drink and you realize you don't have the alcohol at your house. But now there's nothing better than knowing that Drizly exists. All right. Drizly is my all-time favorite alcohol delivery app because it's just a dream come true. All right. I legit have been using them since they started. I swear I'm like an OG fan of them and it makes my life so much easier. It's just been my go-to app for drink delivery for years because it's simply the most convenient way to get beer, wine, spirits, whatever you want delivered right to your doorstep when you want it. There have been so many times that I've been at a friend's house and they've forgotten something from the store or for a party or whatever. And I'm like, everyone's freaking out, right? They're like, oh my God, where do we go? Who's going to pick it up? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys, just use Drizly. Like, it's perfect. It's also iconic if you want to send a gift. Like I said, it's a holiday season, baby. No one wants anything more than alcohol. So send that bottle of champagne. Listen, they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got my personal favorite, Don Julio Reposado. They got Kettle One. They got Bullet Bourbon. Whatever someone wants, I'm telling you right now, they have it. And it can be delivered right to your door. So if you forgot something last minute, Drizly is going to fix all your problems. And it's also awesome because the selection is amazing. It's broken down by the app by like selections of wine, beer, etc. You can just easily type in what you're looking for, and then they'll see which store nearby you has it. I have been using Drizly so much, but like I said, around the holiday season, I just end up using them more. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. It is my go-to app for alcohol delivery. You gotta be 21 or older, and it is not available in all locations. Where do you guys live in like coordinates with each other?
Okay, so I live and then between me and my mom's about a mile, and my sister lives in the middle.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And then my other sister lives maybe about 2 miles away.
Okay.
And then my brother and sister live with my mom, so
And your brother, she still lives with your mom. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, they're all like, I don't know, we're all within 5 minutes probably.
Yeah. And then when you saw, when you started doing, I guess it was, what did you say, 2021?
Uh-huh.
When you felt like you were really starting to take, and I mean, numbers aren't important, but like when you really saw your followers start to just like grow.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Mallory about this too, because I'm like, she's like, you know, she really has a powerful voice and she uses it, which I don't even know if mine is powerful, but I'm just like always fucking using it. And I just can't shut up. I really can't. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes, and I looked at your stories and I love how, actually, you know what I love that you do? Do other people do this? This week, last week.
Oh my gosh, I just copied Mallory doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does that. And I was like, I told my assistant, I was like, I got to do that. Because people ask me all the time for something that happened like last week. And I was like, or they should just say that.
Think something was funny and they were, it's on the top of their mind because it happened last week. And you're really active on your stories, right?
Yeah, like all day,
me too.
Day.
I'm on my stories nonstop, right? And your bio says like the real fun's in the stories, whatever. Yep. So I love that you do that. But I feel like when people start getting more and more followers, when you feel like you really started to just like grow to the point that you are. I mean, you have over
2020. Yeah, I feel like literally when I started like not caring anymore, I went from like 200,000 followers to 1 million followers in like a year.
That is astronomical. Oh my God.
And I had like the push of like 2020 behind me. Also, I think something that...
The push of a terrible year. Like, I really had a, you know, it was looking up for me. No, that's incredible. I mean, everything you touch explodes. So that's fantastic.
I think what people like, I don't know. I try to be myself unapologetically. Like, I don't like shy away from things. And also, I think that I'm like, that's very much my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm like black and white. Like, if you don't agree with me, I'm totally cool with that. And that's fine. But also, like, I don't know. I don't tiptoe around things. And I also don't like
walking on eggshells.
Yeah. And I don't like sugarcoat things at all.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just like, it is what it is. This product sucks. This product's good.
But you're a really kind person. So like you don't come across as like abrasive. So you're in general, your deposition is, I feel like, is that the right word? Deposition? Nope, that's legal. Disposition.
There you go. I didn't even catch
you're
it.
Like my deposition. No, your disposition is very like sugary anyway. So like you just come across as nice. I was getting a bunch of messages before saying like, I met her at Disney World. She's so genuine and so sweet, which is really nice to see and also feel that back from people that follow you. But I feel like in general, it kind of goes, people get more followers and they become more neutral. They're like, okay, I now have the responsibility to fit into the box of influencer who's not causing conflict and who's not doing whatever. And I've always said, and I've been very outspoken about this, influencers are not politicians, right? So something happens in this great big world, which is every fucking day, and people are like, what's your statement, speak on it. I'm like, if I feel passionate about it or I feel like I really want to say something about it and I want to talk to my platform about that, bet your fucking bottom dollar
that's
I'll do
how
it.
I am. Yeah.
But if I don't know what I'm talking about or I don't feel pulled to talk about it, I'm not posting something or a hashtag or a pie graph just because everyone else fucking is. I'm not doing it. And so I think that I really respect that you, looking at your stories, you have more followers and you didn't go more neutral. You have more followers and you stayed who you were and you didn't care that the more people that saw you, you could just be yourself, which you know, probably cast out a lot of naysayers.
Yeah.
But it's like when people love to be like an airport, they're like, I'm unfollowing. I'm like, you don't have to announce your departure, babe. It's
no,
not
I get that
like,
all the time. Like so, recently. Okay. So there's some things in life that I do feel the conviction to like, you know, talk about.
Me too. Yeah.
Usually an election's not one of those.
Yeah. I mean,
but,
I'm from the South. I'm like, we were always told not to.
That's not it.
I feel very strongly about people voting. So I never want someone to follow me and me talk about who I'm voting for and then do it too.
Yeah, no.
I know I should do that. I should be like, vote for who I'm voting for, but I want people to vote in general and I do not want to sway them at all.
Same.
So around election time, people are like, who? I'm like, I'm not saying shit about shit and I'm not even giving you guys any weird hints because I want you guys to make an informed decision and go out and vote. And I truly swear to God, I mean, I don't care who you vote for. It's our American right to do
it. I know,
So do it.
No, I'm the same way. So yeah, if I'm going to influence you to do something, it's going to be to vote for what you want to vote for.
Yeah, but you speak on stuff you feel convicted to speak on,
it's rare. I mean, it's rare. People don't follow me for that. But like if
that's
I feel like,
I say,
you know,
strongly about something.
100%.
Like, I just noticed that and I really like that and respect that.
All right, you guys, I am pumped to be working with this brand because I need this brand. This is a brand that I need very much because James calls me very affectionately. He calls me a camel because I'm just not good at drinking water. So when I do drink water, I need it to be really good for me, all right? So Element comes into play here because Element is the queen of electrolyte replenishment. It is spelled like L-M-N-T. I feel like you've seen it before. All right, it's everywhere. I got turned on to them by Taylor because she was obsessed with them during her pregnancy, but then now James is their biggest fan. So it's legit just all over my house at all times, all right? And the biggest thing that sets them apart from the other electrolyte drink mixes is that there is absolutely no sugar, zero. Just salt to replace all that lost sodium, okay? There's no artificial ingredients, no coloring, no fillers, no gluten, honestly, just no BS. And the reason, guys, the reason it's so important to have electrolytes in our system is because they facilitate so many different functions in our body. We just need them, all right? Now, I personally love chugging some Element mix in my water before and after I drink wine. Now, it's the holiday season, so I'll be drinking wine. And it's always helped me to not have a headache the next day. Also, it helps with sleeplessness, so I love that. It's just to be hydrated, extra hydrated is always a good thing, all right? And after you work out, it's really great. And listen, everyone is using Element, by the way. So just jump on the train. We got pro athletes using it, Olympic athletes, even Navy SEALs drink it. So you know it's the good stuff. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. That is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Just get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. And this deal is only available through my link, by the way, okay? So you have to go to drinkelement.com/probably. Also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give you your money back. No questions asked. You literally have nothing to lose. Drinkelement.com/probably.
I'm also like very hard on whenever I say, you guys follow me for like makeup tips and for what clothes I'm wearing. I don't need to make a statement about everything. Yeah. Like it's not my duty. I have these conversations around the dinner table with my friends and family when tragic things happen. I have these conversations around everyone in my life when these happen. I have real life conversations. I don't have to admit to you guys that I saw something terrible happen in the world. We all know we all saw it. Like everyone like put the fucking gavel down, Judge Judy. Yeah. We're all just trying to exist, you know?
I think as I'm getting older, though, I'm going to be honest. As I'm getting older, and I know nothing about the Enneagram other than that I'm an 8, which is like, okay.
I'm a 7, but okay. I'm friends with all 8s.
Okay, yeah. I feel like we're like, at least me, I'm like very strong in what I believe in. And I like feel like it's right or wrong or whatever. And I always like, you know, want to be on, do like right or whatever.
Yeah.
I have like strong convictions. And so As I get older, I guess that is coming out of me a little more. And as I care less and less what people think about me, I think like as I've had more kids, as I've gotten older, like after I turned 30 or whatever, and then, you know, things will happen in the world, like the Israel thing, whatever.
Of course.
And then I feel passionate that like, you know, this is where I stand on it.
Yeah,
I'll say something. Like, so I have done that more recently, I think. But I think as I've gotten older, like maybe I just feel like it's a human right issue. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I also just think if you have any compassion or sympathy and just overall human decency for the Jewish community, which 100%. I have, then I think that's it. That was just like a stone cold given.
Me
and
too. Yeah.
I mean, that's just period the end. There's no question around
that's
that
how
for
I feel
me.
About
so
it. Yeah.
That was to me, like I spoke on it heavily because I feel heavily convicted to do so.
Me too.
So
and I felt like to your point, I guess I feel like it's more of like a human issue. It's not like a sided issue.
Totally.
I don't feel like it's a sided issue.
No, me either. No, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I agree with that. Well, I love that. I just really respect that about you. And I thought it was really cool and should be duly noted that if for some reason someone listening doesn't already follow you, which I'm sure that's unlikely, then they should follow you for a lot of reasons other than just like you're cute, smiley, and have a wonderful clothing brand.
Appreciate
I think
it.
It's really cool.
Thanks.
Okay, talk to me about balancing work life with owning a literal fucking mega superstar company that like makes more money than Skims.
Thank you. I wish. I mean, we're going there. That's it. That we're going there.
She's been operative for a year, people. This
we're
is
we're going there.
It's coming.
Let's see. Okay, so I have like lots of help. I have a huge family around me. So like everyone asks me all the time. I want 5 kids, right?
How many do you have right now? 3.
2.
2. Okay.
So I want 5. And so everyone asks me like, would you want to do it if you didn't have your family around? And I don't know that I would. Like, so
yeah.
To be fair, like I don't know that I would want 5 children if I didn't have like tons of people around me like helping and wanting to be around them. And like, so that's one way I do it is I have like a whole support system that's literally standing with me and behind me and whatever.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I think my family is a big part. And I just have someone supporting me in whatever I do. There's always someone backing me, like,
yeah,
rooting for me, whatever. But then, like, I have a nanny. I have someone who helps us clean. Like, I don't do any, all of it, like, anything by myself. I, like, have help in every area.
Yeah.
And I think it makes my life more full. Like, so I think, like, for example, we have a whole team who knows what the hell they're doing when they're running a business. Yeah, and I don't. So, like, I'm like, I'll do what I'm good at. And I think I've learned to be good at that. Like, to do what I'm good at and where I feel called to. Like, what I'm good at is relating to people, knowing what they're going to want, and executing to make sure that happens and making sure they're taken care of. So that is, like, what I do. And then I, like, you know, have people who do the money side, because I don't know, don't care.
This is a finance podcast.
I just let them run with it. But, like, or, like, for example, email marketing. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, or designing clothes, like we talked about earlier. Like, so I think that's how I do it, is, like,
asking for help and not being afraid to ask for it. And, you know, I bet that's the demise for a lot of massive companies, because people really think, like, I can do it all. I was telling you before this podcast started, she was asking about the podcast, and I was like, I almost, this podcast would not exist probably if I hadn't finally broken down and admitted that I needed producer Courtney to help, because I was, like, editing it and doing all of it. And it was, like, low-key, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it was fine.
Yeah, but it worked.
It was not what this is, and it was able to take to the next level by asking for help and admitting that I don't know shit about this shit, so, like, I need help with that. So really, it takes a intelligent person to be able to do that as well,
right?
So.
And, like, you know, people say all the time, oh, aren't you, like, ashamed that you have someone watching your kids? No, because I get to, I don't know.
Gwyneth Paltrow? Probably fucking not.
No. What? And I'm like, no, I'm not, because.
No.
Well, A, I think their life is better because they get to see me doing something that I want to do. And B, their life is just full because there's people around them all the time. I think that, I don't know.
Now, there is literally nothing more that I'd love to talk to you guys about than shopping at Revolve. If there was an Olympic sport for it, okay, I would truly be the gold medal winner. No questions asked. I have loved Revolve for many, many, many years now, because they truly do just have the best options for whatever you're looking for, okay? Clothing-wise, they are the GOAT. Fancy wedding? Revolve. Daily loungewear? Revolve. Date night? Yeah, Revolve. And tropical getaway? Yeah, Revolve. Going on a safari and need a perfect look? This is a true story. I went on a safari and I was like, where should I shop? Still Revolve. Okay. They literally have over 500 brands that are all amazing. My favorite way to shop Revolve is to use their filter system, because I know it can get a little overwhelming, but they have designed this to perfection. You can narrow down your size, colors you like. You know, I don't wear red. The category of clothing, and then boom. It is so easy to navigate. And also, I'm obsessed with their, like, 100 pieces like this section at the bottom of the product page. If you find something you like, but maybe they don't have it in your size, or maybe it's on pre-order or whatever, boom, look down at the bottom. It's going to give you 10 similar items. And then it's like, oh, view more, 100 similar items. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, like, the easiest way to navigate it for me. And they always have the best suggestions. And the prices range. So whatever you're looking for, if you want to keep it under $50 or willing to buy that luxury item that you've been drooling over, because they have a sister site called Forward that just has all the glamorous designer pieces. Either way, you can find it right on Revolve. They've got inclusive sizing options too, which we love. Check out Remy Bader's collection with Revolve. It is amazing. I'm obsessed. And they also have the best customer service. Fast, free shipping and free returns. You just can't beat it. You guys know I've been standing Revolve forever. Like, I always talk about Revolve trips, and I just genuinely love them so much. But I also love the curated edits that they put together, because they always show you how to style all of their fabulous pieces. Revolve always delivers with fast and free two-day shipping and returns, so visit revolve.com/probably to shop my Revolve favorites for all of your upcoming plans this season. That's revolve.com/probably. And y'all, you already know that my favorites list for Revolve is Fuego, so check them out. They are my favorite shop ever. Okay, Revolve, love ya.
I talked to Taylor about this one time, obviously my best friend that was next door, because she was feeling really guilty one day. She was like out, she was like, had to go to her office that she had outside at her old house. And she was like, I just feel bad, like Walker's in there, like watching stuff with the nanny. And like, I really got to like get back in there. And I was like, you need to take a breath. I was like, you are at your house all day long. Yes, you're busy. Yes, you have to take time to record ads. You have to take time to do stuff, because she's an influencer as well. And I was like, but there are the mass majority of women wake up and go to work from 9 to 5.
It's okay? So true, yeah.
So like, they don't have this luxury and this beautiful life that they could even just dip back inside for a second and kiss their kid on the cheek. So
right,
like,
yeah.
Your daughter gets to see you so much more actually than, and most women do. So you're really lucky in having a nanny makes your life and more fulfilled and allows you to make money. I mean, not to get too crazy here, but like, I don't see fucking anyone saying that about a man going to work. Like,
it's so true.
Just
yeah.
Like, they just aren't.
Well, they no also shade, don't feel guilty. Like, they also don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Which I've like accepted the fact that I'm going to feel guilty, but like I have people like you that are like, hey, watch out. Yeah. This is, you know, not right. But I think too, like I have structured it in a way that like, yes, I have someone there to help me, but I'm around in their vicinity
most
hours
of
the day. And so I just feel lucky that I get to do that way. And
you are lucky you get to do that. Yeah. Every one of us that are in this position are lucky that we get to do these things. And it's hard sometimes to see that because a lot of the naysayers, which you say it stems from, they probably do have a job in which they can't be home all the time. So they're like, how dare she? And you're like, well, you know, my life is not your life. And it stems from a sad place that we ought to try to, I've tried to shift my perspective on haters and not be like, you're a loser. But instead be like, oh, you're sad. Yeah. And I got to. Well,
and like, I think like finding places like, I'm like a huge believer in like people can do if you want it bad enough. Like I totally believe you could do it.
Yeah.
And so like if you, you know, want to work from home around your kids, I don't think there's a soul out there that couldn't do it. So like,
yeah.
And I would push them and believe in them to do it. And so like, I think shifting your focus from like you are stuck.
Right.
Versus like, oh my gosh, this is going to get like really, really deep, really fast. But like,
no, I love it.
I like am like a big personal responsibility person. So like, I'm like a big believer in like, okay, I am going to choose choices that make my life the way they are.
Yeah.
And so I think that you, if you're unhappy enough, you'll choose something else. And so like, either you're not unhappy enough or you don't want it bad enough or you'd like, you know, make moves to like try it different. And I think I don't know. That was a big game changer for me. It gave me so much freedom to be like, okay, so I'm responsible for the way that I want my life to go.
Right. Because you were a teacher first. Yeah. Like you were, your husband was working and you were a teacher and you shifted your perspective. You weren't happy and you wanted to do something different. So you started blogging.
Right.
So like,
I wanted to try something new. So I did. And I think like, yeah, choosing like
to fail. There's a possibility you can fail, but why not give it a shot? And I think I say almost every episode of this podcast, I say it's a really niche saying, but I say quit your job at Google and make soap. Because like if that's what you want to fucking do it. And like at my shows, people are like, I quit my job at Google and made soap, which means they actually just like quit their job and did something they wanted to do in life. And I'm always like, yay!
Because, totally.
Like, you should quit. Like I'm like, I could not express enough how everyone here should quit their job if you want to quit your job. Like a big proponent of quitting. Everyone's like, don't quit. I'm like, you should quit. Like if you don't like what you're doing, quit. And if you are like, I can't right now, Shannon, I don't make him enough money to do my passion project, then work harder at your passion project and
totally.
Take less hours and then take a pay cut and stop getting your Starbucks. Like you can make moves to do these things, but you have to want to do it. You can't just like look at the screen all day and be like, I wish I had that. Like you can do it. Like,
you can do it. You know, I'm a huge believer in that. I think anybody can do what they want to do. And I think that it's actually really freeing to realize that it's, you know, you're in charge.
Yeah.
And, like, you can do it.
Like, and I'm not Kim Kardashian these people with like, nobody wants to work anymore. Get your ass up and work. Like, I think people want to work and they want to do it. They just don't know the steps. But we live in 2023. Like, Google it. Like, literally, you can figure anything out. There's a YouTube video for literally everything.
It's so true. Like, it's so, and like,
put your own spin on it.
It may take you a minute. Like,
totally.
We were talking about it earlier and she's like, what was the moment that it blew up? And I was like, literally every day for the past 8 years. Like, so I think that, you know, I've been committed. I think commitment's a big deal. Like, and I think like if you're committed to something, like you can make it happen. And I think for me, like staying committed, even when I didn't feel like it or if whatever,
I mean, that goes for anything in life. I think staying committed, and you have obviously a beautiful family. You have a beautiful marriage. And I think a lot of people in my DMs were talking about how they really look up to and respect your marriage. And that's like a whole nother realm of commitment that you just like, you're like, I mean, you have to actively try at it every day.
Yeah. And I think when it sucks, you stay. Like, I think that's like a big deal too. Like, I don't, when your jobs are like, let's say you are doing what you want to do, when there's going to be times that it sucks, you just stay. Like, you stick it out. And I think that that's a big deal for us. I mean, like, not every day is great, you know, like not every season's great.
God, add kids to the mix. You're like, it's so, I mean, I literally think all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, me and James are so happy. I'm like, well, yeah, babe, we've been together for 2 years. Like, I'm sure you guys are super stoked and happy. Like,
no, and you know, I mean, some years rock and some years are hard and you just stay when it sucks and you stay when it's good. I don't know.
Did you see that growing up? Is that something that you saw or was it kind of,
Yeah, my parents art.
Mime too.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so cool. It's so rare, I feel like.
Really rare, and I feel really lucky. And I saw this, I think it's still in my story. It was like, your kids are going to grow up and either want...
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw you post that. Either want a marriage like you had or...
Or be like, I don't want it. And I have so many friends that are like, oh my gosh, as long as I just don't end up like my parents, or like, yeah, I don't want to do this because my parents, that's what kind of, you know, ended yeah. their thing. And I feel really lucky and a part of the like really small group of yeah. people who every day I got to, and it reminds me, like, I don't have kids, but to be mindful of those sorts of things, even around kids in general,
that's
around
so true.
Taylor's kids. Like, I grew up watching my mom and dad still be affectionate towards each other. And
so cool.
It's so palpable and it's so yeah. tangent, like not tangent, tangible. Tangible. Sorry, I literally say
words. Well,
you're
words trying
wrong.
All these hard words.
Yeah,
that's
I should
why.
Stop. I really should. I don't know them, so I should stop. But it's really like, yeah, it's something you can feel when you're yeah. around it, and I like hope to give that to
me too.
My future kids.
Me too. Yeah, my parents are still married, and I just think they're the coolest people. Like, we're around them all yeah. the time, and like, I don't know. I just think I'm lucky. I feel like you. I feel like yeah. I'm lucky, and I want my kids to have that, obviously. But yeah, they and my parents are like open, honest books too. Like, they're. Right. They say the same thing, like, oh, you know, I didn't maybe feel it as like a 5-year-old, but they're right. like, oh yeah, that year was really hard for us or whatever. But like,
well, that's what the beauty is. If the kids don't feel it, then right. like, you know, that's what your responsibility as a parent is, to shield them from yeah. your own personal thing. And I think a lot of times, maybe even I am no psychologist or psychiatrist or any of those things, but like, you know, when you bring kids in too much, you're like, no, like protect them, like protect
oh, yeah,
their
no.
peace.
And yeah.
let
I
them-
didn't. I wouldn't, I couldn't tell you the years that were hard, which
yeah.
is so cool.
Right. Like, yeah. It's a good thing to feel.
Yeah.
That's but true. Yeah. Okay. I have some questions I need to ask you from the viewers.
Let's do it.
People do, how many Diet Cokes do you drink per day?
When I'm self-controlled or pregnant, 2 to 3, 32 ounce Diet Cokes a day.
Bitch. You are just
yeeted
on DC. You are just absolutely
on a day like today where I got up really early, got brought to, I treat them like my rewards, maybe 5.
It's a reward. Okay. All right.
It's
5.
Yeah, maybe 5.
Do you drink caffeine free ones? Are you not affected
no,
by caffeine?
It's not as good.
I'm
not affected by caffeine.
Taylor is not affected by caffeine. She could drink espresso at 12. I'm like, what?
I know. I'm like, I wonder why.
It's probably good. Yeah. Probably you're immune.
I'm on year like 17 of doing it like this. So
it doesn't affect you anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bad.
No, it's honest. Did you guys know that you can tell the difference between a laboratory grown diamond and a natural diamond? Laboratory grown diamonds are mass produced in factories in just a few weeks and are easily detected due to their distinct patterns. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over 1 billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of natural diamonds is widespread. Around 80% of their value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. So, next time you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com.
I have something for you.
Oh, okay.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, I brought you something. Okay, so how old are you?
29. I'll be 30 in
November. Oh, dang. I thought you were actually 30. Okay.
I'll be 30 in 3 weeks.
Okay, well.
It's my birthday month.
I was watching your stories. Your Instagram absolutely knows you're about to be 30 with the Pampered Chef ads. I have started getting them.
Did you grow up going to Pampered Chef parties?
No, but my mom did.
Okay, but like, you know what I'm saying. I didn't go to them, but like.
Yeah, yeah. No, my mom did. I was like jealous. I wanted to go.
I was literally always like, mom, bring me, because there was always food. And my mom's always like, you act like we didn't feed you. But I was just
we should throw one.
I told people, I was like, not to like get all MLM-y over here, but hey, girly, I've got a great business idea for you.
Okay, so I brought this for you.
And you think I don't know what this is. Shut up.
Yeah, it's used. It's mine, but it's clean.
You gave me yours. Oh my God, you guys, she literally brought me the chopper.
Okay, it is so cool.
This is
a 30-year-old coming out in me.
I know what it
literally,
is.
Literally, like, and this is the legit Pampered Chef one. There's an Amazon dupe, and it's not as good.
This is what I was targeted for. And
yeah,
did you see my thing? I literally said, oh, not the PC. I literally was like, I need this thing that will slice strawberries to the perfect fucking diameter for a cake that I'll never fucking make.
Yeah,
oh,
you
my
need it.
God.
It's my favorite thing.
I
got it targeted off an Instagram ad about, 2 months ago?
I can't believe you just gave me your own Pampered Chef product.
Yeah.
That is so nice. That is so kind. So nice. Well, thank you so much.
So yeah, now we got to see your strawberries.
Some time. She gave me her own.
Yeah, we got it. We got
really kind.
I called him last night. Literally, I'm in New York. He's in Texas, and I'm like, you got to bring me this.
He's probably like, what in the
fuck? No, he was. He's like, why?
He's like, are you used. Sure?
He's all, it's used. I'm like, I know, it's only 2 months old. It's fine. Like,
it's fine. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you got targeted for the ads too.
Okay, yeah.
How old are you?
32.
Okay, 32. And so did you feel, do you drink?
No.
Alcohol?
I mean, I don't not drink, but I don't love it.
So. Oh, okay. Did you feel in general, like any sort of drinking, like I used to be like, I could drink anything, like 2 glasses of wine, and I'd be like, and never felt it. Now I drink 2 glasses of wine and I wake up the next morning. Everyone's like, welcome to 30.
Oh, I've never been able to drink 2 glasses of wine ever. So
yeah, it's like really, really terrible.
No, I wouldn't. I'm like, yeah.
What else happens? When
I just drink
30?
Too much soda. So I couldn't tell you.
That's your vice.
Yeah, that's my vice. So that's I don't one. Drink coffee. I always like joke around. I'm like,
I hope
coffee.
You don't drink coffee. Holy shit.
Coffee or wine. But I drink way more soda than anybody drinks coffee or wine. So okay. That's fine.
I love that.
I can't judge anybody.
Okay. Well, I love you. I love Pampered Chef. I love nudes. And I'm just so glad that you were here.
I am too.
Thank
and
you
now
so much.
We literally have to see the videos of the cut strawberries. Like we have to.
Oh,
you have to.
There'll be videos. I'll be all up in this kitchen whipping. I like want to buy like all their. I said I was going to throw a Pampered Chef party. I really would.
I would. I know.
I don't love MLMs. Like whenever I need, I use Rodan and Fields lash serum.
Yeah.
And every time I need it, I'm like,
here I go.
You can sell me the lash serum, but that's all I want.
Yeah.
Don't ask me
for
another
a whole face
question.
Regimen.
And they're like, here, I usually like someone will just sell me the serum, but I'm like, I know it's an MLM, but like I have some things to say about Pampered Chef. I have some selling points.
They got me on those Instagram ads for like $250. Like wow. I just went on the site and I'm like, you know what?
Gotta have it.
This cutting, I don't cook a dang thing. Like zero.
You're like, gotta have it.
I need the cutting board that you swipe stuff into. I need that.
Yeah,
I
you're like, that. It's not gonna make my life easier, but it'll make someone in my life's life easier.
Yeah.
So I'm buying the cutting board.
Right. I buy Home Chef that has everything already chopped and
you're like, but need the choppers. Need those choppers. Oh my God, that's whatever. Amazing. I love Factor Food that literally there'll be an ad for this, I'm sure, in
it's
this
microwave.
Actual podcast.
Yeah,
and it's literally like the best thing ever. Microwave. Why do I need this? It's just put it in the microwave. That's okay.
Anyways, you're going to love it.
I can't wait. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for being here.
I love you, too. I'm so glad I was here.
Follow
so
her, Daryl Ann Dinner, on Instagram, nudesnuds.com.
Not Daryl Ann Dinner, nudes, N-U-D-E-S. That's literally why we changed the spelling.
Say that again?
So people wouldn't Google Daryl Ann Dinner, nudes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I was about to be like, we can cut this out for this clerical error, but what are you saying? That's hilarious.
That's
Daryl
why we named
it. Oh, my God.
That's why we named it with a different spelling.
That is hilarious.
If you Google it, there's nothing there. I promise. You can try it, but there's nothing there. But still.
That is hilarious.
Could you imagine? Popular search term. Daryl Ann Dinner.
Nudes.
Nudes.
That is so funny that you would have the foresight to do that, because my dumb ass would have been like, oh, my
I
God.
I didn't. He did.
Smart. That is also, the spelling is so much more cuter.
Yeah, it's cute.
N U U D S.
We just go with it's cuter, but also like.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Thanks
Follow
for having
her.
Me as your honorary first person in this room.
In the first podcast. You guys, it's only going to get better from here. And now that Daryl Ann's been in it, it's probably going to make me millions of dollars.
I love it. I hope
perfect.
So. I love you. Oh my God.
Love you guys. Thanks.
So good.